Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Most people know, and certainly the Bible student knows, that the home is a divine institution. It is of divine origin. It was instituted by God in the Garden of Eden. God has instituted church. God has ordained that there be civil government. But God is also the one who has designed the home for the benefit of mankind. But God has given the regulations and the design for the home as it ought to be. Isn't it true, friend, that today so many homes are not as they ought to be? They're battlegrounds with many people. They're living in adultery in some situations. There's so many homes that are dysfunctional and the children are not being brought up correctly. Well, we expect a divine institution to be governed by a divine will. Now, it is certainly true that the home is the basic unit of society. That's because everything comes from the home. Those in government come from the home. Those in the schools, they come from the home. Those in business, they come from the home. Those in the church, they come from the home. As goes the home, so goes everything, because everything comes from the home. And so I suggest and emphasize to you that we cannot place too much emphasis on the home and how the home ought to be as God would have it. But now the Bible is not found in every home. Many homes have a copy of it. Oh, yes, they have more than one. But the Bible is used maybe for decoration. Maybe they use it for funerals or for weddings. And maybe they use it to hold family records or things of that nature. And maybe they pull it out when they think the preacher is coming to visit. But in many homes, respect for the Bible is sorely lacking. How is it in your home? And just as it is true that a man who will not read is as handicapped as the man who cannot read, the home without a Bible is as well off as a home where the Bible is not respected, studied, believed, and followed. Now, the Scripture has much to reveal about the home and about God's laws concerning marriage, and about God's one allowance for divorce, and that's fornication. One reason God will allow divorce. In our society, you can get a divorce for most anything. In fact, you can get a divorce for no reason at all. People don't seem to have respect for what God has designed for the home that He has given to mankind. But God says marriage is for life. Till death do you part. That's what it means, friend. What God has joined together, man should not put asunder. People put asunder for marriage and the home for most anything that they decide to do. And they live in adultery. They handicap their children. Oh, friend, it is so tragic that so many people have destroyed their home, their marriage, destroyed the husband and wife relationship. And now there even be those who are servants of the devil who are trying to redefine marriage as between those of the same sex. Parent and child relationships and duties, they're revealed to us in the home of the Bible about the home. Their duties and their expectations and their privileges and their rights in the home. And these things are taught in the Bible. The dignity and the sanctity of the home is seen as the Lord compares His relationship with the church as a marriage and the church as the family of God. Now, whether the Bible will be preserved in the home depends primarily upon the parents or the adults in that home. And we're talking about preserving the Bible in the home. Now, we read in Scripture how that the Jewish people were taught to keep God's word before they're young, Deuteronomy 6:7. They were to teach it, They were to see to it that their young understood it and knew it. And parents today have that same obligation. Ephesians 6 and verse 4, to bring up the child and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, to train up a child in the way that he should go. But so many people just simply ignore that divine responsibility placed upon them by the one that has given us the home. The primary place of learning the will of God is in the home. Now, Bible study classes, the assemblies, they're good. They help. Such things as vacation Bible schools, the preaching of sermons, the study of literature, all that can be of assistance. But I want to insist to you, and the Bible will teach it, it is the duty of parents to see that the children know and respect the Bible, the Word of God. This way, the Bible will be preserved in the home. And friend, unless parents have respect for it, unless parents seek a knowledge of it, their children are not likely to develop the proper attitude toward the Word of God and even toward God Himself. Parents need to remember, you cannot lead where you will not go. You cannot teach what you do not know. But parents still have the responsibility to attend to that particular matter with their children. The proper place of the Bible in the home makes possible the accomplishment of the primary goal of the home. And that goal is the spiritual salvation of every family member. Salvation is impossible without the Word of God. James 1:21, receive with meekness the implanted Word, which is able to save your souls. You see, the gospel is God's plan unto salvation. The gospel must be taught to every person in that home, believed and obeyed. The origin of the Bible must be taught. The Bible is of divine inspiration. We need to know how we got it. God's plan of salvation and what God has done and what man must do. The identity of Jesus Christ, the evidence that He's the Son of God, that needs to be learned in the home. We must know it is divine authority. It is the standard of measure for mankind. And we learn about the church in the Bible, its nature, its work, the way we are to worship, and the eventual destiny of those who are faithful in the Lord's church. Friend, we have to learn personal responsibility. We have to learn about the existence and the nature of God, and we have to learn about the home. From the Bible, you see, we learn how to treat other people. We learn about our relationships in the church and our relationships in the family. We learn about our duty to civil government. We learn what should be our priorities and our goals in life. Yes, we must learn the value of every soul. In the Bible, we find God's answers to the greatest questions. There we find revelation about heaven and about hell. We learn how to meet error and temptation. From the Bible, we learn how to avoid sin and the disaster consequences of it. And we learn the way of forgiveness. You see, friend, it's the parents' duty to see that every member of the family learns these things. The Bible must be preserved in the home. If the home is going to be as it ought to be, the Bible must have a primary place. And it goes without saying that every member of the family should have his or her own copy of the Bible. Each one must learn to treat it with respect. Children need to have it read to them. They need to learn how to read it. They must hear about the Bible stories, the Bible heroes. There are many passages of Scripture that need to be memorized and understood. Oh, there's such an appalling lack of knowledge of the Bible. People are so ignorant of what God has said. They know so much about the things of this world that amount to nothing, but they don't know the things that's going to determine their eternal destiny. And that's true among a lot of so-called church people. But family discussions of spiritual and biblical topics, that helps to keep the Bible preserved in the home. Do you talk about the Bible in your home? Do you talk about the characters that are spoken of in the Bible in your home? Are you learning the doctrine of Jesus Christ in your home? The Bible is lost in many homes, and it's lost if the members of the home are not striving to live according to its teaching. One may have a disease and have the medicine to cure that disease. But, friend, until the medicine is applied, it is of no benefit. And man is diseased, if you please, with sin. And we have the remedy in the Bible. And unless the Bible is properly applied, it will not benefit. Just having and owning a copy, well, that's well and good, but that means very little. There must be conformity to what it teaches in morality, in speech, in attitudes, in actions, every phase of life. Our faith must be demonstrated by our works, James 2 and verse 18. Of what value is a map showing how to reach a desired destination if you don't pay any attention to it? Yes, every generation must be taught everything. Traditions are handed down, and there are traditions of men that should never be allowed to take precedence over the divine tradition. There are apostolic traditions, 2 Thessalonians 2:15, and this is the tradition that must be handed down from father and mother to child. No, we cannot be saved, friend, with a borrowed faith, that is, a faith at second hand, that is, a faith that we believe simply because somebody else did. Each must have a personal conviction based upon the evidence, not something accepted simply because others before him might have accepted it. But having a personal faith does not necessarily mean that one will believe differently from those before him. If both hold to the truth, they will believe alike. But we cannot allow ourselves to be intimidated and drawn from the truth simply because we have to leave the religion of our ancestors. Many people hold on to the religion of their ancestors. They won't obey the gospel because father and mother didn't obey the gospel. Well, every conversion in the New Testament, friend, was of a person who had to change his religion. He had to leave that which had been followed by those before him in order to follow, thus saith the Lord. The Bible is preserved in the home, friend, by study of it, by personal, regular study. There are many aids to study, books and tracts and commentaries and papers and material on a variety of subjects. But our focus must always be first and foremost, what does God say? What does God teach? And the study is not optional. This is something that is essential. It ought to be characteristic of every home. The home must be the primary place to preserve the Word of God. I simply ask you to examine your own home for your own benefit, your own welfare, and the welfare of every member of your family. The Word of God is our guide. If we will believe it and obey it, it will guide us into the eternal glory of God in heaven. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.